You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show. Andy and Randy, a couple minutes away from the back page with Bo. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Haven't talked a ton about it today, understandably, as the Super Bowl was last night, but the Hawks won both games over the weekend.
Yeah, man.
Back at it tonight at the Orlando Magic. 7 o'clock tip-off right here.
7 o'clock.
Sports Radio, yeah. Love a 7 o'clock tip-off. And with Trae Young making the All-Star team, he was added to the All-Star team today with Giannis being hurt. Now you got Reese Hoshea in the Rising Stars game on Friday. Reese Hoshea is going to be in the Skills Challenge.
Oh, is he?
On Saturday.
Okay.
He was a part of the All-Star Saturday night.
Okay.
And then Trae Young will be in the All-Star game on Sunday.
All right.
So all 3 days covered by your Atlanta Hawks.
Good, good, good. And then that the winner of that game that Reese Hoshea is in gets the opportunity to play against the three other All-Star teams. Okay. Makes sense. I'm still trying to figure out this format.
Me too. I didn't even know that.
Is everything gonna?
I was just like, yep.
Is everything gonna be on Sunday? Like, I mean, how long are the games?
It's all great questions. Yeah, right. You know, we're all gonna tune in and find out together, or we're not.
Probably won't.
Yeah.
I try to catch Saturday night, but Sunday after the player intro, I go right away. I love the player intro.
Yeah, sure.
And then I just go, all right, going about my business. Yeah.
So
we'll see. We'll see.
Quite a bummer. God, the All-Star Saturday night used to be appointment television.
Yes.
I was so fired up about the dunk contest every single year.
When it was great? When dudes had handheld camcorders.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they'd be, not in dunk contests, but they phone like Shaq and KG them had them handheld cameras. That's when it was great.
With the flip-out screen
with the flip-out looking at the side. That's when it was great.
Really was.
Everybody got damn pixels and phones and stuff.
It's all pixely.
It's all pixely now.
Yeah.
Everybody want to be so damn cool. Even the All-Stars, all of them don't even come no more. Remember, all of them were sitting.
Right, like if you were in the game, you would be there.
Everybody would be sitting courtside cheering.
Yeah,
now all of them have damn industry parties.
Yeah, they have parties.
Yeah, they have parties.
You might
Saturday
be lucky
night.
If you see like Pat Bev sideline or something Saturday night. I know he's not even in the league anymore.
Yeah.
Just pumping his podcast.
Yeah, be cracking up, making that videotape about Dalton Knick. You need to tell him I got to go back.
Yeah, man. The trade got nixed.
Yeah, dog.
Would Mark Williams fail his physical?
Dog.
You know how bad you got to be to fail a physical
and
when
think,
they want
and
you?
And I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Charlotte didn't tell him something when they sent him over there. All right, now.
Wait a minute. This guy's only got 8 fingers.
Hey.
What are we doing here?
Make sure you try to hold your tears, okay? Because they're going to yank at your leg, okay? And we don't need them to know that you're missing a femur.
Yeah, what's your pain tolerance
like? You know what I'm saying? We don't want you to know that you're missing a femur right there, okay?
When they do that little reflex thing on your knee, just kick. Just pretend.
Yes.
They don't need to know you don't have a patellar tendon.
Yeah, all right. We need you to...
They can find that out after the trade goes through.
Man.
Yeah, it's crazy that that got next. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their 3 locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hey, Bo.
So I just like y'all, started with Super Bowl coverage probably about 9 a.m. as soon as I woke up on Sunday. So I started before they went to a basketball game on ESPN, and we were all greeted with a very welcome return.
Y'all already know it's the big crybaby here, man. Hey, y'all, I couldn't do it alone. And I really thank y'all, NFL, my teammates. I've seen Pep, I've seen Miss Green, I've seen Brady Belichick. Hey, guys, it's been hard, but I got a lot of love and a lot of people believe in me, man. So I'm happy to be here, man. You said, Granny, don't do it again. Let's get this show started, man. Yeah, God bless you, you all, man. God is good, man.
I usually don't watch the ESPN one, but I made sure I watched it when I found out that Randy was going to be back. They had a brilliant, awesome tribute to him before that. And, yes, Randy going to cry. Randy going to cry. And I thought it was so awesome.
And did they give an update? I didn't see it. Did they give an update on how he's doing?
No. They really didn't go into all
but,
that.
But, I mean, he's back, he's so back. That's good.
He's in remission, I think. So they went in and removed the tumor.
Okay.
So as long as it doesn't come back, he went through a little bit of chemo, I think. Sure. And,
but he was like, he was in for all the segment.
Okay.
Like, he was going in. Then when he was out, they would put Kelce in there and so everything. But, yeah, it was so good to see Randy yesterday.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And they brought back You Got Mossed.
Yes.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
They had a You Got Block segment.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. It's always funny.
You got to come up with something.
But the funniest thing is when they show, like, highlights from when they were playing, and they showed a highlight when, like, in the Carolina Panthers Super Bowl, when Brewski got, You Got Block. Well, yeah. It was pretty corny. It was pretty corny.
And then, of course, I'm sure that, I don't know if y'all did, but I sure as hell went down the Jameis Winston Fox correspondent rabbit hole, which, wow, is it deep. So we'll start here. Here is before all of the Bourbon Street festivities. This is actually Jameis talking to a room full of students.
What are we sending our attention to? Are we watching Megan Thee Stallion twerking videos? Are we watching Kobe Bryant greatness videos? I'm not just listening to what somebody tell me to do, but I'm putting in the effort of what I'm going to do each day. How I'm going to pour into myself. How I'm speaking to myself. How I'm reading to enhance myself. The people that I'm listening to, the people that I'm allowing to impact my energy that I have. And the third thing, it come natural. Once you have God and once you educate yourself, I can do anything I put my mind to.
There you go, Jameis. Inspirational speech to a room full of students. I want Jameis to come speak to my softball team. I just think
that'd be phenomenal.
I can see Livy and I'm looking at him like,
what is
he talking about?
I will say this, though, just about like the first part of the message, like a little balance is okay.
A balance is okay.
You can watch inspirational videos and appreciate Megan Thee Stallion.
Because it's very inspirational when she twerking when I see it.
Yeah, like it's just a different type of inspiration. Depends on what he's trying to get inspired
for. You know what I'm saying?
It doesn't have to be
it ain't all
Kobe Bryant Mamba grind videos all the time.
Sometimes
it could be
sometimes
Megan Thee Stallion grind videos.
You want to see some yams.
So,
y'all remember when I told you about Shad Khan's yacht being parked in New Orleans, or I guess boated, whatever you called it, hooked up. What do you call it when you park a boat?
Docked
in New Orleans, and it's the biggest thing out there. So Jameis stumbled upon Shad Khan's boat and tried to get him on it, and then he stumbled upon an Atlanta Falcon while he was in the process.
I'm about to get on this boat. I'm going to find a way to get on this boat. Is that a Jaguar on the boat?
Jaguar?
You got to believe that it's something down there. It has to be a club. It has to be something. Come over here. What's the first thing you think of when you see this boat?
I'd love to make love to my wife on top of it.
We went there fast, okay?
Just some DIY. Hey, y'all.
Yo, listen, anytime you walk into New Orleans, you just don't walk up on premier elite athletes like this guy right here. I'm Jameis Winston, Fox Sports correspondent, and right now I'm standing with you, the starting quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons, Michael Penix. What's up, Michael? What you talking about, man?
What's up, man? Out here with you, man.
Man, you is out here with me. But, Mike, bro, what is the first thing you thought about when you saw this boat, dog?
I just told Red, I said, it's only something I see in movies.
One thing, I mean, obviously I've known you for a long time, and right now I don't have a job, okay? I'm jobless. and you are NFL quarterback right now with the Atlanta Falcons. Do you think you can help me get on this boat?
Man, I don't know. I don't know if I got that in me. You could actually get somebody to think that you own this boat the way that you speak.
You're right.
I ain't gonna lie.
I might.
You just gotta find the right person.
I might do that.
So I guess Michael Penix is out for a jog, or maybe they put him there. I don't know.
And he just randomly walks into the, but usually when you're in players' areas, you just like everywhere.
Yeah.
Randomly, like, damn, what's up, bro? What you doing there? You know, I'm down here, dude, trying to make them money. Like, that's all that's down there, man. So, yeah. But I'll tell you this. That's one of the coolest things in the world, seeing those super yachts. It is – and you see them up close.
Right.
It's like we were in the Bahamas, and with Steven Spielberg's yacht was down there. Dude, it's the damn mansion.
Right.
The thing is, it's humongous.
That guy's answer was exactly
it's
right,
humongous.
Though.
Humongous.
Like, that's –
Hell yeah.
That's one of the first things I think about when I see those yachts. It's like, think of all the fun you could have on that
thing. On the helipad.
Yeah, on the helipad.
Yes. Exactly. In the middle of the, oh, hell no, we do it on the dock.
Wherever you want.
Show them what you're working with.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Whatever you want.
Yeah, that's got to be the coolest.
I thought he was about to ask Penix for a job.
I did too.
In Atlanta.
I really thought he was going
to. And then my mind started
going. I think he
wants
to start
that
direction.
I thought he was going to ask him too. Can you help me get a job in Atlanta? And I thought he was going to say something. And Kirk's not coming back.
Right. So you guys need a backup quarterback.
You need a backup quarterback.
I'll take Jameis Winston, the backup quarterback.
I don't think he wants to be a backup, though.
No, I know
he did address Penix as a future Super Bowl champion.
I would love for him to come here and be the backup quarterback.
He's so great.
And he would have to have media availability every week.
He would have to.
We'd get him first.
Yes. Come on. We would call Dave Bashley if he was here. It's like, we want to have a regular with Jameis.
Well, oh, weekly.
So a weekly. Yeah. Awesome.
I know players have done it before. They got coach weeklies, whatever. Usually the backup quarterback doesn't have one.
Yes.
We need one.
We want Jameis to be our weekly. Yes.
Now that we've put that in the ether, just in case, in the event that he ends up here,
we call dibs.
We claim it.
We call dibs first.
We call dibs on Jameis.
All right, so then Jameis makes his way into Jean Lafitte's, which is a bar, one of the oldest bars in New Orleans. From the looks of all the videos, he was there all freaking day. And as you can tell, I pieced together 1 minute of it. But he was there serving drinks. He was dancing on the bar. He was playing with a jazz band that was there. Take a listen to Jameis and a little bit of that purple drink inside of him.
Hey, y'all. Jameis Winston back here. And before I was a Fox Sports correspondent, I was a Buccaneer. And today, I'm going to take you to one of the oldest bars in the city of New Orleans. And I heard it was a pirate bar. Today, I'm going to go and look for the buried treasure, matey. Rawr. I am Pirate Jameis Winston, and if you're looking to party and help me search for the mysterious treasure, please raise your hand if you want some purple drink on me.
Purple drink.
One of my favorite drinks growing up was a purple grape cone. I used to go up the street in my hometown in Bessemer, Alabama, to the corner store and pop me over a purple grape cone and give me some pickled pig feet. This is taking me back to those old days, but I'm sure pirates were smacking on some pig feet back in the day. Just like pig feet, it rhymes with the pirate Lafitte. And Pirate Lafitte got to be my cousin because this purple drink is dank.
What a great guy.
What in the world?
I know you talking about.
Exactly.
I know the drink you're talking about, probably them little hugs. You remember? You know the little hugs.
With like the foil on top?
Yeah, the little hug costs a dime. Yeah, so the little hugs, and then you get your pickle pig feet and everything. So, yeah, Jameis was on one. And that place, bro, what's it called again?
Jean Lafitte.
Is that the one, indoor-outdoor, right?
I think, okay,
so I have been there. It's cool ass, but you can sit there all day.
100%.
Yeah, you did.
You can
that's
sit there
one of the ones
day.
You can go to, and it's actually like a bar inside. Yeah. It is a walk up, just like most of them, but you can actually go.
But that's what, like, it has all like the fountains and stuff outside of it. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you can actually walk and sit there all day.
And then, of course, post Super Bowl, it didn't take long for the citizens of the city of Philadelphia to destroy the place. Eagles fans were videoed looting a truck full of linen, which is just like an Alsco truck that you see driving down the street.
Just bringing tablecloths and towels and stuff?
They brought out tablecloths and towels and set them on fire to celebrate a Super Bowl win.
Come on.
There was a couple of videos of fights that were caught, and there was a video of a fan smacking a cop in the back of a helmet as he drove by, and then I guess came back by to maybe write the guy a ticket and smacked him again. So I wouldn't recommend going and smacking cops if you're out there celebrating a Super Bowl win.
No.
And then tearing down traffic lights seems to be a pretty popular thing to do when your team wins the Super Bowl.
I just don't understand the destruction of your city when your team wins.
I don't either.
You should be happy.
Or even any other city. It seems like a celebrated, like, no crimes need to be committed.
Thank you for not going out and destroying the city of New Orleans.
Yeah.
Destroy Philadelphia. Leave New Orleans alone.
That was in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought you were saying that was in New Orleans. Well, one guy died last week falling off a light pole.
Off a light pole, yeah.
Like, because they got to grease them, so they can't
grease
climb
them down. Exactly, and you know this dumbass.
Yeah, it's not good.
Are the Eagles going to pay for your service?
I don't think so.
Stop being a dumbass.
That's a tough like.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
God. It's such a disappointing, like, if you're a family member, it's like, oh, what happened? Fell off a light pole because the Eagles won. Damn. Tough way to go out.
Wait, what was he doing on top of
another one?
Pole?
Yeah, not great. Hey, nothing says Valentine's Day like lunch at Twin Peaks with me and Abe. That's what we'll be doing Friday for a special broadcast. Join us from 11 to 2, Twin Peaks and Buckhead, as we get ready for the NBA All-Star Game, the Daytona 500, and a big college basketball weekend. I can't wait to talk about all that stuff. I know a ton about the Daytona 500. That's Friday at Twin Peaks again with me and Abe, the most romantic place in the city, the sexiest sports radio show in America. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.